modes here, who we can whip into a conversation mode, or what conversation we can find that is interesting, compelling. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Monday, February the 3rd. Did that drive you crazy when people misstate, mispronounce? They say February. And people are getting lazier and lazier and lazier. When I was an English teacher, used to make the student, well, I don't understand, Mr. Steffen. Why don't we say it the way we read it? Well, why don't you read it the way it's written? Spelled out. It's F-E-B-R-U-A-R-Y. I know I feel I can sound like the old spinster librarian who used to say, it's not library, it's library, right? The R, most disrespected letter in the alphabet. So, what do we do about that? We pronounce it. And I now pronounce you man and word. February the 3rd, hello. Off with passion. Off with their heads, in fact, if they don't. Dude, that's pretty much what Obama said to O'Reilly, right? Without saying it. Off with your head. Oh, wait a minute. There was a Super Bowl game yesterday. Most people slept through it. Because Seattle beat the Denver Broncos. Yeah, all right. 43. Yeah, the Broncos apparently slept through it. All those of you, the ladies who love Peyton Manning, so sorry. Well, he still is lovable, right? Still a good-looking kid. Most of you that like him are old enough to be his mother. So help yourself to that. And another season, which will begin in earnest in July when they start practicing. What begins in earnest 2 weeks from this weekend when the baseball players, or at least the pitchers and catchers, show up by the end of the month. Baseball back in full swing, at least as far as practice is concerned, so we can be thinking that spring is not too far away. And I think that's more accurate than not in your head. Put it there because you want it to be there. Groundhog, boo. Groundhog, boo, boo. Six, oh yeah. And I love these stories. It's official. What is official? He's been wrong. Wasn't he really wrong last year? Seems to me Kenny Kessler is here.
I'm going to have to check online and find out, but it seems to me he is wrong many more times than he is right.
Right. Hmm. All right. So, the groundhog Punxsutawney, how do we talk about pronouncing February, right? Punxsutawney Phil. People say Punxsutawney. Punx, P-U-N-X. Think of the two Manning brothers. They're punks, right? Punxsutawney Phil. I don't know that Peyton is, but the brother is because he was trying to sell all that. Was Peyton ever involved in that ruse to sell equipment that really hadn't been used? Or was it just his brother, his greedy brother?
I think at least at this point, it looks like it's just his brother.
Hmm. You didn't use the adjective that greedy. I used the adjective greedy. You didn't use that.
I think it's alleged greedy.
Okay, I have to remember that. The alleged greedy brother. I got it. All right, anyway. So let's get to, we're done with the Seattle and Denver game. A lot of people enjoyed the commercials. We got a bunch of those, actually, to listen to and enjoy one way or the other. Kenny, did you watch the game? Honestly,
I watched about the first half of it, and then I was sort of in and out for the second half.
Right. And was the place...
It was hard.
Did you watch it at home? Did you go to somebody's house?
Yeah, we were home. Lisa and I were home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... I enjoyed Bruno Mars at halftime very much, but it was just... The game itself, it was just really sad.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like a Super Bowl.
A lot of people were saying, this is going to be the greatest game ever. So much for all that enthusiasm, all that hoopla. What a waste of time. It was a waste of time anyway for me because I'm not a football fan. I think the whole thing is ridiculous. Glorify, I will tell you, made it easy to go to the movies yesterday afternoon and to drive around. It was like Christmas here in Santa Monica. It was nobody else. I went to the theater and I said to the guy, how many tickets have you sold? Let me see, what time did I show up at the theater? It was about 1:30 West Coast time. He said five. There were five people in a multiplex that had eight theaters in it. Five people.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So Fox included with their Super Bowl coverage an interview that Bill O'Reilly did with President Obama. First thing O'Reilly asked the president was about the problems with health care and the website and why Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius still has a job. Would you like to hear the answer to that question? I bet you'd like to hear the answer to that question, right? Well,
yeah.
Stick around for a moment or two. I want to know, first, though, at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, how much activity there is conversationally about the Super Bowl game, about the conversation Bill O'Reilly had with the president. What else is there leading the pack in conversation, at least as far as our listeners who want to use social media to comment? What about it?
A lot of the comments on Facebook were either for the Seattle Seahawks or for the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Really?
I noticed this morning on Twitter that one of the trending topics is Jack is back. During the Super Bowl yesterday, there were repeated teases when they went to commercial breaks for the upcoming season of 24.
There you go. How were they? I saw some pictures of some of the shoots in London. Cabs upside down and blow-ups here and there. That must be probably some of what they use, I would guess, to promote it.
Well, many of the teases were very short.
Yeah.
And no one that you couldn't tell who anyone was in them. It focused on something on fire or a big explosion in the background. And then you would hear the 24 beats, and it would just come up on the screen May 5th. Mm-hmm. But in the second half at some point, and a lot of people probably missed it because they had given up on the game, there was a longer clip where you saw Jack and Chloe.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's, in fact, our video of the day today.
Is it? All right. Mm-hmm. Doug Stephan, STEPHAN.com. All right. So the answer, that's good to know. Thank you, Kenny. The answer that President Obama gave to Bill O'Reilly, the continued employ of Kathleen Sebelius, up next here on Good Day.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stephan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Stephan. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
Filing your federal taxes with TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. You who can do anything, you got this. You. Manage your razor stubble so it looks naturally scrappy. You. Want your dream home for far less than asking. You can change a tire, a light bulb, and a diaper back to back. You. Recite the wisdom of philosophers, late night comedians, and cartoon characters at just the right moment. You got this. TaxAct.com is easy, fast, and free. We guide you at every step. All e-fileable federal forms plus your maximum refund is guaranteed. You got this. TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684 is the way to be in touch with us. If you'd like to dial in and comment about the president being on with Bill O'Reilly or the game, any of that sort of thing. Also, email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Ken at DougStefan.com and the Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, also worth underscoring. So I promised that you'd get the president's answer that he gave to Bill O'Reilly when O'Reilly suggested that Ms. Sebelius ought not to still have a job.
October 1st, it rolls out. Right. Immediately, there are problems with the computers.
Right.
When did you know there were going to be problems with those computers?
Well, I think we all anticipated that there'd be glitches, because anytime you got technology, a new program rolling out, there are going to be some glitches. I don't think I anticipated or anybody anticipated the degree of the problems with the website.
And so you just didn't know when it rolled out that this was going to be a problem.
Well, I don't think, as I said, I don't think anybody anticipated the degree of problems that you'd had on healthcare.gov. The good news is that right away we decided how are we going to fix it. It got fixed within a month and a half. It was up and running, and now it's working the way it's supposed to, and we've signed up 3 million people.
I don't know about that, because last week there was an Associated Press poll of people who actually went to the website, and only 8% of them feel that it's working well. Why didn't you fire Sebelius, the secretary in charge of this? Yeah. Because, I mean, she had to know after all those years and all that money that it wasn't going to work.
You know, my main priority right now is making sure that it delivers for the American people.
And you're not going to answer
what
that?
What we've ended up doing is we've got 3 million people signed up. So far, we're about a month behind of where we anticipated we wanted to be. We've got current. What we're constantly figuring out is how do we continue to improve it? How do we make sure that the folks who don't have health insurance can get health insurance, and those who are underinsured are able to get better health insurance?
I'm sure that the intent is noble, but I'm a taxpayer,
yeah.
And I'm paying Kathleen Sebelius a salary, and she screwed up,
yeah.
And you're not holding her accountable.
Yeah. Well, I promise you that we hold everybody up and down the line accountable, but
she's
when we're midstream, Bill, that we want to make sure that our main focus is how do we make this thing work so that people are able to sign up, and that's what we've done.
All right. Was it the biggest mistake of your presidency to tell the nation over and over, if you like your insurance, you can keep your insurance?
Oh, Bill, you've got a long list of my mistakes in my presidency.
No, really, for you. Wasn't that the biggest
one? This is one that I regret, and I said I regretted, in part because we put in a grandfather clause in the original law saying that, in fact, you were supposed to be able to keep it. It obviously didn't cover everybody that we needed to, and that's why we further grandfathered in folks, people who thought...
It's in the past, but isn't that the biggest mistake?
Well, Bill, as I said...
You gave your enemies a lot of fodder for it.
You were very generous in saying I look pretty good, considering I've been in the presidency for 5 years, and I think part of the reason is I try to focus not on the fumbles, but on the next play.
All right.
Well, so, what is it so far? Is it a draw? 888-302-3684. I mean, Obama had to know what O'Reilly was going to come at him with as he accepted the invitation to have the conversation. So what was there a practice round right before this took place? I'm betting that there probably was, kind of like a debate practice. At any rate, more from O'Reilly and Obama coming up here on Good Day. It's interesting. It was better than the football game. 21 after the hour.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts. products from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The halftime show with this song, which was number one during this week in 2001, Just the Way You Are, probably the best part of the Super Bowl. Even though it didn't go so well with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Sounds like a pretty disastrous all the way around. Wasn't a great day for the Super Bowl. So anyway, we move on. As the president says, time to move on. Let's move on. We're back to Bill O'Reilly talking to President Obama. Here they discuss Benghazi.
Libya, a House Armed Services testimony. General Carter Ham. You know, the general, security in Africa. He testified that on the day that the ambassador was murdered and the three other Americans, all right, he told Secretary Panetta it was a terrorist attack. Shortly after General Ham said that, Secretary Panetta came in to you. Did he tell you, Secretary Panetta, it was a terrorist attack?
You know, what he told me was that there was an attack on our compound.
He didn't tell you, didn't use the word terror?
You know, in the heat of the moment, Bill, what folks are focused on is what's happening on the ground. Do we have eyes on it? How can we make sure our folks are secure?
I just want to get this on record. Did he tell you it was a terror attack?
Bill, and what I'm answering your question. What he said to me was, we've got an attack on our compound.
We don't know yet. Attack.
We don't know yet who's doing it. Understand by definition, Bill, when somebody is attacking our compound, that's an act of terror, which is how I characterized it the day after it happened. So the question ends up being, who in fact was attacking us?
But it's more than that, because of Susan Rice.
No,
it's more than that, because if Susan Rice goes out and tells the world that it was a spontaneous demonstration off a videotape, but your commanders and the Secretary of Defense know it's a terror attack.
I'm just confused. And I'm trying to explain it to you if you want to listen. The fact of the matter is that people understood at the time something very dangerous was happening, that we were focused on making sure that we did everything we could to protect them. In the aftermath, what became clear was that the security was lax, that not all the precautions that needed to be taken were taken. And both myself and Secretary Clinton and others indicated as much. But at the moment, when these things happen, Bill, on the other side of the world,
it's the fog of war.
People don't know at the very moment exactly why something like this happens. And when you look at the videotape of this whole thing unfolding, this is not some systematic, well-organized process. You see,
it was heavy weapons used, and that's heavy weapons,
Bill,
coming in.
Bill, listen, I've gone through this, and we have had multiple hearings on it. What happens is, you have an attack like this taking place, and you have a mix of folks who are just troublemakers. You have folks who have an ideological agenda.
All right.
You have some who are affiliated with terrorist organizations. You have some that are not. But the main thing that all of us have to take away from this is our diplomats are serving in some very dangerous places.
But
and
more,
we've got,
more
and,
than
we've
that,
got and we've got to make sure that not only have we implemented all the reforms that were recommended by the independent agency, but we also have to make sure that we understand our folks out there are in a hazardous, dangerous situation.
I think everybody understands that.
No, but actually, not everybody does, because what ends up happening, is we end up creating a political agenda on
Absolutely, that was my next question.
Democrats and Republicans should be unified in trying to figure out how are we going to protect people.
I got to get to the IRS, but I just want to say that there, your detractors believe that you did not tell the world it was a terror attack because your campaign didn't want that out.
Bill, think
that's
about
what they believe.
And they believe it because folks like you are telling them.
I'm not telling them that. I'm asking you whether you were told it was a terror attack.
And what I'm saying is that is inaccurate.
Right.
We revealed to the American people exactly what we understood at the time. The notion that we would hide the ball for political purposes when a week later we all said, in fact, there was a terrorist attack taking place the day after I said it was an act of terror, that wouldn't be a very good cover-up.
You know, one of the things that bothers me about both of them, they missed the bigger picture, which was and is, why did they not like us in the first place? 28 past the hour on Good Day. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu. Like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef. Or the chili shrimp bao, our new Asian-inspired sliders. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
Okay, new kid. Here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it. Ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free. Tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who...
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Joe Namath in his furry coat. Maybe remember we had a conversation about that. And the passing of Philip Seymour Hoffman, and there is about the football game. And as a result of that football game, then there isn't as much attention because people didn't stay. The Bill O'Reilly Obama interview aired after, or was it before the Super Bowl?
That it was before.
It was before. All right, so pretty good audience for that then. 888-302-3684, Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen. Evan Mantell at the controls in our studio in Washington, eager to get your input. Let's see here. We're in the middle of trying to bring you some of the interview that Bill O'Reilly had with Mr. Obama. They talked about the Health and Human Services Secretary still having a job. Why, after all the problems, does she still have a job? A lot of people are asking that. I don't know whether you think the president, if you're a partisan, you'll think the president fumbled the ball. If you like the president, you'll think he really got one over on Bill O'Reilly. And if you're like me, and you don't really, I think Bill O'Reilly did what Bill O'Reilly does and what folks expected Bill O'Reilly to do, including the president. The president knows what he's going to get when he goes on with Bill O'Reilly. They're not friends. They're not pals. They're not buddies. They don't show up together like some of the news media with the president slapping each other on the back. Hey, great job. No, O'Reilly has done well by the president, i.e. people watching his interviews over the years. And frankly, Obama has done well by O'Reilly in the fact that it makes him a little sharper, makes him a little better at what he says in general to the media. O'Reilly is one of those guys that sticks a pin in it to see if there's any air in it. He's happy. He'd be the guy at the party who'd be the first one at the piñata. That's O'Reilly. Stick a pin in it or pull it and see if it falls apart. And or prod it. It's like being in the cattle yard. You want the cow to go down the chute? Some people prod them rather than try to lead them. Well, he was leading Obama a little, but mostly prodding him. And thus, the very interesting question. I think I find this one, well, maybe the letter is the best one, but this one is the one that means the most to me. That is the IRS targeting various groups and the scandal involving that. Let's hear how the president responds to O'Reilly's question about that.
Douglas Shulman, former IRS chief, he was cleared into the White House 157 times, more than any of your cabinet members, more than any other IRS guy in the history by far. Okay, why was Douglas Shulman here 157 times? Why?
Mr. Shulman, as the head of the IRS, is constantly coming in because at the time we were trying to set up the healthcare.gov. And the
what did
IRS,
he have to do with that?
The IRS is involved in making sure that that works as part of the overall healthcare team.
So it was all healthcare?
Number two, we've also got the IRS involved when it comes to some of the financial reforms to make sure that we don't have taxpayer-funded bailouts in the future. So you had all these different agendas in which the head of the IRS is naturally involved.
Did you speak to him a lot yourself?
I do not recall meeting with him in any of these meetings that are pretty routine meetings.
Okay, so you don't recall seeing Shulman, because what some people are saying is that the IRS was used at a local level in Cincinnati, maybe other places, to
absolutely
go after.
Wrong.
But how do you know that? Because we still don't know what happened there.
You know, we do. That's not what happened. Folks have, again, had multiple hearings on this. I mean, these kinds of things keep on surfacing, in part because you and your TV station will promote them.
But when don't folks actually are unanswered questions?
Bill, when you actually look at the stuff, there have been multiple hearings on it. What happened here was is that you've got a 501c4 law that people think is confusing. No, that the folks did not know how to implement.
Okay.
Because it basically says,
so you're saying
if
there's
no
corruption there at all. No.
That's not what I'm saying. That's actually...
No, but I want to know what you're saying. You're the leader
absolutely.
Of the country. You're saying no corruption.
No.
None.
No. There were some boneheaded decisions.
Boneheaded decisions.
Out of a
but no
office.
Mass corruption.
Not even mass corruption. Not even a smidgen of corruption.
Okay. Obviously.
Not even a smidgen. Okay. There's no corruption anyplace. Not even a smidgen. All right. Who's buying into that one? 888.
What a relief.
Oh, God. I'm certainly happy to hear that there was no corruption involving all those. It's just a coincidence. The level of some of the stuff, even though it sounds snarky and smarky and sharky to zero in on it, it really, the level of denial here, if you are not a partisan, I am neither a Republican or a Democrat. I lean ideologically in many areas. I wouldn't say all columns to the right. I'd like to think that I'm an independent thinker. I'd like to think that it was still possible for us to have a good president and a good government. It shows you how much in the clouds my head is because of the corruption that is everywhere, not just to the IRS, every aspect of every part of every level of government, whether it is the feds, whether it's the state, whether it's the local, there is corruption on top of corruption on top of corruption, maybe more than any one person, either president or anybody that's in individual offices, can handle, because the money trail always leads to the people who are in office. The people who get the most money are usually the ones that get elected, and the money that they get is from questionable sources. That's why there needs to be a revolution in the way men and women are elected to higher office. And until we demand that there is a constitutional convention which changes completely the way campaigns are financed and the number of years people can stay in office, this country will continue to degrade and devolve into the sewer and septic system of politics and corruption that it is. How's that for a pronouncement? 888-302-3684. You think that Obama's the only corrupt politician in the country? Every politician pretty much is now corrupted in one way or another by the glories and the glamour of office and the money that you can you follow that trail and you get to whatever the root of all evil is. 888. It sounds like a good Jack Ryan movie, doesn't it? That would be the title of the next Jack Ryan movie, The Root of All Evil. Wow. I just came up with something. Can you write that down?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. The Root of All Evil. All right, so let's finish off this interview. O'Reilly and the president having this conversation, this interview, whatever you want to call it. O'Reilly reads a letter to the president from somebody concerned about how the president, Mr. Obama, seems to be trying to change the country.
I got a letter from Kathy LeMaster, Fresno, California. I said I would read one letter for the folks, all right? Mr. President, why do you feel it's necessary to fundamentally transform the nation that has afforded you so much opportunity and success?
I don't think we have to fundamentally transform the nation.
But those are your words.
I think that what we have to do is make sure that here in America, if you work hard, you can get ahead. Bill, you and I benefited from this incredible country of ours, in part because there were good jobs out there that paid a good wage, because you had public schools that functioned well, that we could get scholarships if we didn't come from a wealthy family in order to go to college.
Right.
That, you know, if you worked hard, not only did you have a good job, but you also had decent benefits, decent health care.
They're cutting me off.
And for a lot of folks, we don't have that. We've got to make sure that we're doing everything we can to expand the middle class and work hard. And people who are working hard can get into the middle class.
I know you think maybe we haven't been fair, but I think your heart is in the right place.
All right. Was this a live interview, or was this something that had been taped for the like Friday or something?
You know? It was taped. I'm not sure how far in advance.
So
I think there's more to it that'll air during the week on O'Reilly's show.
Yeah. Right. And then they'll excerpt it on every other show.
Right.
O'Reilly tells him he thinks his heart is in the right place, which I find interesting. I never have said that Obama was a bad guy. I just think he's a horrible president. Good guys. Jimmy Carter was a wonderful human being, still is. Horrible president. One of the worst. And there are people who say Richard Nixon was a horrible human being, but yet when all the analysis is done way down the pike, and maybe even some of it now, agree, or most people agree that are objective, Nixon may have been one of the best presidents in many respects in the history of the country. Bill Clinton might be in terms of his own personal being, a cur, but he also, in my mind, one of the best presidents, certainly in the 20th century. If you look back at any number of ways of LBJ, however, was a horrible human being and a horrible president. So, all right.
But that last line where he says that he thinks that Obama's heart is in the right place, people on the far right are really angry about that.
Yeah, let them be angry.
You see it all over Twitter problem. That they're furious at Bill O'Reilly for saying that.
Well, you know what? That's the problem with this country, and that's really the problem with the extremes of either the right or the left. There's no heart. There's no chance for soul. There's no understanding. There's no giving anybody an inch. You will never hear, or I shouldn't say never, you'll very rarely hear anything that seems positive about this presidency, because I don't think there's much room to find anything that's of value, frankly. I don't think he's done anything but hurt in his management style, the lack of understanding what the real world is about, or whatever corruption there is, and all of those things that play into how you measure not just the man, but the work that's being done by the people who are there. Should Kathleen Sebelius still have a job? No. Should the people at the IRS that started targeting the groups, the political groups, still have a job? No. Some of them have, they've had to push some of them out of the IRS, but now that's management. That is about management, and Obama is a horrible egotist and horrible manager. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It just means he's not good at being the president. And the people, excuse me, who continue to want to rip him apart because politically speaking, you don't like him. You don't like, you wouldn't like any, no matter what the color. If the guy was Chinese and president, you wouldn't like him. You just don't, you know, many of the people on the right don't have any room for anybody except a white guy who's between 50 and 60 years of age and goes to church at the Baptist, goes to see a Baptist minister every Sunday morning. All right, then you're fine. Other than that, no good, you're a bad American. Come on. That's nonsense, and you all in your heart know it, speaking of people who have good hearts. All right, so I've said that, made my peace, and people, you can yell at me if you want. I'm the messenger of a message that I feel very strongly about. This country is in big trouble. Is it because of Obama? No. Is it, well, it is because of his management style, but it's also because of the corruption that you allow to have as a part of our daily routine here. You allow it. Look in the mirror. I've said this, Kenny, how many times have you heard me say this? Hundreds of times. When you complain about the management of the country or the shape of the country, look in the mirror, because it's your problem. You've created it. Do you vote every time there's a possibility of an election, whether it's local, state, national? Do you vote in all the primaries? Do you work toward a better public interest understanding of what's going on in your community? Do you follow the blogs, participate in the blogs? Are you going to school committee meetings? Do you go to selectman meetings, city council meetings? Do they know who you are and you're not some nutcake who's there grinding an axe, but actually have thoughtful, you say, well, I got better things to do with my time. What, sit on your butt and watch TV? That's not better. That's just what they want you to do so they can keep doing. Obama may be a good guy, but he's still controlling what's going on in many ways in this country, and it's not acceptable. It's not in the best interest of the general good and welfare of the country. But what are you doing about it? You sit there and you watch the Super Bowl game, and you watched O'Reilly and Obama, figuring O'Reilly was going to get in his points. So look in the mirror. It's, where are we, 13 before the hour here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Getting ready for that spring home makeover? Then get the hottest flooring styles for less at Lumber Liquidators Exotic Flooring Sale. Get hand-scraped exotic Brazilian cherry, hard-to-find acacia, and more, all on sale. You could pay $5.89 a square foot for Brazilian redwood at other stores, but we've got it for $3.99. That's 32% less. Plus, get high-quality laminates from 49 cents and special financing. Hurry, sale ends Tuesday. Get to your local store or LumberLiquidators.com before it's too late.
Minimum monthly payment required. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
The winter games may only last 2 weeks, but here at Rite Aid, the winter savings games last all month long. Come in now to get up to $50 in plus-up rewards. Thousands of products qualify, and you have all of February to shop your way towards more rewards with your Wellness Plus card. That's $50 in Rite Aid plus-up rewards just for buying some of your favorite products. Start shopping today. In-store purchases with Wellness Plus card only, February 2nd through March 1st. See RiteAid.com for details.
We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
After the hour now on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program 2/3/14 February the 3rd is upon us. A lot of people are still talking about Chris Christie. It didn't escape from the scrutiny of the news media over the weekend. A lot of the Sunday morning programs focused on his future, including ABC's Sunday morning Q&A program. Here's Rena Ninen talking about the latest allegations on Governor Christie over the Bridgegate scandal.
Former Port Authority official David Wildstein, who alleges Christie knew about those lane closures that brought traffic on the George Washington Bridge to a standstill in September. In a letter Friday, Wildstein's lawyer wrote, evidence exists tying Mr. Christie to having knowledge of the lane closures during the period when the lanes were closed. But Christie's office is fighting back, sending an email to supporters Saturday obtained by ABC News attacking Wildstein's background and credibility. The message concludes, David Wildstein will do and say anything to save David Wildstein. And the statement repeats Christie's claim that he had no involvement in the lane closures.
I had no knowledge of this, of the planning, the execution, or anything about it. And then I first found out about it after it was over.
But the investigation continues. On Monday, newly subpoenaed documents are expected to be turned over to the state legislative committee examining the traffic scandal. While Christie has not been subpoenaed, his political future is still unknown.
All right. So here is from Face the Nation, Major Guerra talking to Mayor Giuliani, former mayor of New York, about the evidence that is or isn't there against Christie.
Governor Chris Christie, the question seems to be, what did the governor know and when did he know it? As you know, those two questions have sort of a historical echo
right.
to them.
They sure
now,
do.
David Wildstein's attorney says there is evidence that Governor Christie knew more than he has disclosed and knew earlier than he has disclosed. Not thinking about this politically, but thinking about it as your former role as a U.S. attorney, does this strike you as legally significant?
Well, no, it isn't. I think the Times kind of acknowledged that when they kind of pulled back on the story. I mean, they first played it as big bombshell evidence. Here's what it is. It's an offer from a guy who says he has evidence, hasn't given the evidence yet. However, you have to take that in context. This is a lawyer who's writing for a man who wants somebody else to pay his legal bills, and he can't get them paid unless the governor is responsible. And he's a guy that's seeking immunity. You factor all those things in. Well, first of all, it's not evidence. It's the suggestion, the tantalizing suggestion that there may be evidence. And then you've got at least two big credibility issues with it. So my advice to everyone would be, instead of overplaying it as a bombshell, which the Times did and then had to back off, I would say, put this in context. This is a long investigation. It's going to take a while. There's going to be stuff like this that just jumps out and everybody's going to exaggerate. They're going to have to back off. The governor has denied it. So far, there's no evidence to suggest that he's not telling the truth. I think the governor knows the consequences. If he's lying, it's a really bad situation. If he's not lying, then something very unfair is being done to him. So let's see what happens.
How bad a situation, Mr. Mayor? The Newark Star-Ledger said Friday, if this is true, two words must encroach in this conversation, impeachment or resignation. How do you factor that?
The important words there are, if it's true, and that's where I could do about 50 different situations where, if it's true, this guy has to be impeached, this guy's got to resign, this guy's got to... The if it's true is the kind of unfair part. I mean, the reality is we don't know if it's true. All we have is this allegation with a lot of questions about it, ratcheted up from just an allegation and a suggestion to evidence, which it wasn't. So that if it's true thing is really unfair. Of course, if the governor didn't tell the truth, the governor is in serious trouble. We all know that. But we shouldn't jump to that conclusion until there's evidence to suggest that.
For the time being, should the governor resign from his leadership position of the Republican Governors Association as a loyal Republican, do you believe he's hurting the party's image and should step down from that position while this plays out?
No. If I were a governor, I'd vote to keep him there. Major, maybe I suffer from having been a Republican office holder in a Democratic city with lots of newspapers coming after you, some that have real biases. If we have our guys step down anytime they do this, let's get a Republican, let's get the Democrats to have a special committee with a guy running the special committee who announces that he believes the governor is lying before he begins the investigation. They're going to harass us during this entire campaign. There's nothing wrong with saying the following. Until and unless there's evidence that proves he did something wrong, we're going to take the governor at his word. We're going to let him do his job. I believe it's going to come out all right. If it doesn't, there's always time to take action then.
All right, that seems reasonable, doesn't it, huh? Mayor Giuliani talking about Chris Christie. I have never really been a fan of Rudy Giuliani's. I remember interviewing him once, and you know the term aura. You're familiar with the term aura, what an aura is. When Giuliani walked into the room, his ego and his aura together almost didn't make it through the door. That's what I remember about him. Other than that, we wrap an hour of conversation here. Good things, interesting, the O'Reilly Obama thing. We'll get to the Facebook and Twitter ramifications of that later.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.